This is the making of an excellent manager bundle, 2-in-1 bundle, management mess and the leadership moment. Written by H.S. Plumley and Austin Lawrence. Read by Marcus Malenga. This is Management Mess, the complete guide to effective management. Learn about leadership and how to get the best out of your team, plus discover expert advice on how to avoid management problems. Written by H.S. Plumley. Read by Marcus Malenga. Introduction to Management. Although we tend to think of management in terms of the organization of a company, and some may regard management as equivalent to business administration, and therefore exclude management in places outside the commercial sector, in reality, management structures are evident throughout society. From government bodies, military forces, right down to personal home environments. This is because management may be defined as all the activities carried out by one or more people with the aim of planning and controlling the activities of other people so that an objective can be achieved that would not have been possible through individuals acting independently. Most accepted authorities on management believe that there are several parts to the concept of management: planning, organizing, staffing, leading, and controlling. This means that anyone in a managerial role will carry out the above functions of planning, organizing, staffing, leading, and controlling to varying degrees, depending on the specific needs, practices, and methods of the organization, and according to the level at which the managing is taking place. For example, lower-level managers may not have too much input on staffing, as this might be handled by an authority above them. However, a seam that does run through all levels of management is that managers are engaged in setting things done through other people. Chapter 1. How to Build Trust and Confidence. As in any personal relationship, lack of trust and confidence is a commercial enterprise can lead to a lack of commitment to the cause, and this can lead to underperforming and failed objectives. There are two issues to deal with concerning trust and confidence. 1. Trust in the organization. Trust in the higher objectives of the organization is crucial. That these objectives are honorable, for one, and that they have been planned with foresight and competence. This harks back to the importance of sound planning right at the outset. 2. Trust amongst individuals. This is the second area where trust and confidence must be built. Although this is the basis of trust in the organization as a whole, in this respect, we are dealing with the day-to-day interactions of the management with its team members and amongst team members. This is a crucial issue. Managers must be trusted for their management functions to be realized most effectively, and for their team to get gel and become a commercial force to be reckoned with. Chapter 2. A Manager's Pitfalls. Managing other people has ample rewards when you are able to see how your team is benefiting from growing under your expert governance. But it is just as easy to get it wrong if you do not pay attention to the following managerial pitfalls. Failure to lead by example. As a manager, you're also a lender, and your team looks to you for guidance. Therefore, you must be able to be careful about how you behave in the workplace. You cannot expect other people to behave impeccably when you are not leading by example. Areas to watch out for: listening respectfully, communicating clearly, accepting ideas from other people, answering questions honestly and willingly, and the following: delegating.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?